For a third day, the extent of the damage in Tonga remains unclear after the weekend eruption of an underwater volcano that caused a tsunami. It could be weeks before the repair of an undersea cable, which allows phone and internet communication between the Pacific Island nation and the rest of the world, hampering efforts by aid groups to coordinate a response. Here's Rachel Neely.
Phone lines allowing local calls in Tonga have been restored, but aid agencies outside the small island nation are still struggling to get a clear picture of what's needed. Dr. Frances Vulivuli is a health and nutrition specialist with aid agency UNICEF. She's in Fiji's capital, Suva, where she and partner agencies are coordinating relief efforts.
We have also received information that lines have been restored, some phone lines, but this is only for local calls. We are not able to make contacts on those phone numbers as yet. However, with some of our partners on the ground who have satellite phones, we have been able to make some contact, and so that's the only way we've been contacting so far.
She says the ash plume from the weekend eruption will have caused problems for air and water quality and may have contaminated food supplies.
They will be needing some masks and the water quality, so we are ready to deploy wash kits and purification tablets and containers to store clean water, and also health and nutrition emergency supplies as soon as we get a flight into Tonga.
Dr. Vulivuli says Tonga's COVID-free status will make aid there difficult, but aid groups are ready to comply with the country's health protocols.
We are ready, and there's discussions with the Ministry of Health and the Government of Tonga. Should they open up their borders for us to come in, we're ready to deploy.
Australia and New Zealand have sent reconnaissance missions to Tonga to assess the damage. Dr. Vulivuli says information from those flights will give a clearer picture of what's needed. Dr. Heather Handley is a volcano specialist from Macquarie University.
So at the moment, we don't have a finalised decision on the size of this eruption, and it may not have finished yet. That's the other aspect. So you normally kind of assign this size afterwards. But we can see that it is definitely one of the largest eruptions, just from the height that this ash and gas has been emitted into the atmosphere, that it is one of the largest eruptions we've seen in recent time.
She says the disruption to communication has also affected scientists in understanding what the volcano is up to now.
But what it is affecting is, I guess, local information from the Tonga geological services. So, the people that would be there to kind of assess what the situation is and inform, what the current activity is. We don't have the connection or the communications necessarily, be able to come out about the current status of activity. And they're probably very busy, trying to deal with the unfolding situation there.
That's volcano scientist Dr. Heather Handley from Macquarie University, ending that report by Rachel Mealy.